This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was getting back to you regarding your cancellation request.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. I'm so sorry. You know, I had to, it takes like usually like one business day, but I wanted to follow up with you. I understand that you recently signed up and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel.
Yeah, I need to. The position I'm in right now is I have a full-time job and I'm doing this on the side. And I think before I'm spending that kind of monthly, you know, money on lead generation, I need to have my business a little bit more established. And so I understand if I call back where you guys might not have a spot open, but for now I need to hold off.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, the $249 that you paid is a non-refundable amount, and that's just because we've already started the content creation, manual submissions, we've purchased the domain for your website, so there's a lot of work that's taken place already behind the scenes. So if you're thinking that the timing is off and you absolutely are set up on canceling, I'll absolutely do it for you. But what I'm thinking, Daniel, is since you already paid, you might want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and get your phone ringing with some new clients. That way you can kind of recoup some of, you know, that investment. Now, keep in mind that it also says in the terms that the first page placement on Google will take 45 to 60 days. So one thing I could do to help you out a little bit there is push that next billing out 2 weeks for free, which would give you, let's see, all the way until November 1st. So keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program, so if come November 1st you still feel that the timing is off and you want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we'll get it canceled out. You know, make sure you don't get any further charges. But by then, I'm pretty sure that you're going to see such a strong return, even working it on a part-time basis, that you're probably going to want to keep it.
Okay. And it's also, I can pause it at any point, right?
Correct. Yeah. So if come November 1st, let's say you go off season or something, you could always call in and do the pause, and then we would stop the November, December, and January payments, and it would reinstate in February. Of course, you have some wiggle room there because if you wanted to reinstate it sooner, you could call us. Or if come February 1st, you need more time, you just call us and extend the hold. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, we do have people that use this all the time that are using it on a part-time basis because they have full-time jobs and whatnot. So you're in control there. You know, sometimes, you know, let's say that it starts trending when it comes to full fruition for you to take on, you know, 18 to 25 new jobs per month. That might be biting off more than you can chew on top of your full-time work, you know. So we have people all the time that say, look, all I want is 5 to 7 jobs or all I want is 7 to 9 jobs, but I want them to be a high-end project or, you know, a luxury clientele or someone that's willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service, you know, and how we hone in and focus on that demographic is by the keywords that we put them in, you know, and then sometimes that same client will expand, you know, 6 months later and grow, and they call us back and they say, look, now we want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes our way. So when that happens, we'll modify the keywords to focus on volume. You know, so I don't want you to think that you're just kind of thrown to the wolves, so to speak, you know, and you're out there and you're not able to take on client calls. If you ever get to that overwhelming feeling, you just call us up and we'll modify the campaign for you, okay?
Yeah, okay. That works. Sounds good.
Okay, yep, and I already pushed that next billing out for you till November 1st, so you're all set. If you have any further concerns, you can always reach me directly. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then did you get that email from us yesterday that says action needed pictures for Google verification?
Yes, I did. I honestly... all I have at this point is a logo. I don't have any pictures to give you, but I did get the email, yeah.
Okay, so that's fine, because what's happening behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only
right.
way you can get on the first page is to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So if all you have is an invoice or a business card or even a work vehicle that has a Texas license plate, by all means, you know, if you just have those two things, just send it over to us anyway, because that way we can have something to show to Google to show them that you're a valid business in the area. Make sense?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you don't have to, I know there's like seven different suggestions on the email, and sometimes people think, oh no, I don't have all that. You don't need any of that, you just need a couple of items just to show that you're operating there, okay?
Gotcha, so I'm sorry, I'm gonna get specific requests on what they need from me though, right?
Yeah, it says on the email, it says if you have a business license, send that. If not, send a business registration. If not, send a business card with your address or an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with a license plate. So, again, what Google's trying to do is protect you as a small business. You're legitimately in Tomball, and that's where, you know, your service area is there in the surrounding areas. So they don't want some big corporation to try to come in and, you know, get on the first page locally and steal clients away from you, right? So they just want to solidify that you're a valid business in the area. So even if all you have is an invoice and a work vehicle with a Texas license plate, send that over, and then we have something to show them. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Okay, gotcha. Okay, good.
Got it? Okay,
no, no
perfect.
Problem.
Okay.
No problem. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay, well, I'm so glad that it worked out, Daniel. I know that you'll absolutely love it. So have a very profitable year, and again, give me a call if you need anything in the future, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Tina.
You're welcome, Daniel. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.